Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Okay, if you want to keep talking about the Rocket Classic and its time in Detroit coming to an end, and how come the state of Michigan cannot support a PGA Tour event consistently? I mean, they come and they go, and this is another example. It's kind of strange given the popularity of golf in our state. But, I mean, I think every state probably in every tournament has its challenges, but for whatever reason, we can't seem to get one that sticks. With that in mind, Scott, this weekend went to Chicago. The Bears moving to Hammond, Indiana might be one of the biggest disasters in terms of NFL relocations ever, in my opinion. I can't believe that this is actually on the table. And I'm sure that whatever stadium gets built in Hammond, which the scales are tipping pretty dramatically towards this being the relocation site, it's probably going to be a gorgeous stadium, okay? Mm-hmm. It's going to be state-of-the-art, et cetera, et cetera, unless they somehow screw it up and build a stadium like the White Sox did, which was sort of the last cookie-cutter, boring stadium before baseball started to retrofit and go with old-school stadiums with a ton of character. It's like the White Sox built something that was immediately out of date. I remember the White Sox were going to leave for, I think it was St. Pete. Remember how that whole thing and the White Sox got pushed through the Illinois House at the last minute and blah, 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 because the White Sox were on their way to Florida. Well, now the Bears, and they still could get saved and stay in Illinois. But we drove there this weekend, and Friday night we drove through downtown Hammond. And I want to be as respectful as I can be. But I sent you guys some pictures that were no exaggerations. It's unbelievable to me that an NFL team might be in that location. It's unbelievable.
Well, it looks pretty desolate. However, I'm going to guess that, let's say they do move there and build the stadium and they're playing football there in 3 years. I would guess that 10 years from now, that whole area is going to look completely different.
Well, it might. This happened here, of course, when the Lions moved out to Pontiac and the Pistons moved out to Auburn Hills. I don't remember that there were a ton of places outside those stadiums, the stadium, the Silverdome and the Palace, that a whole bunch of cool businesses popped up. The Post across the street from the Palace was kind of it. There was another spot just down the road. I think it was called Hoops.
Yeah, Hoops is still there. It's still there.
People drove in and drove out. There weren't destinations outside of the stadium.
Right, but it also isn't an 80,000 or 60,000 seat stadium.
Silverdome
was 80,000, yeah, for sure. And there was stuff around there. I mean, it was...
Yeah, you know. There was, but it felt like it was surrounded by industrial parks and storage facilities.
Without question.
And, I mean, Hammond is...
Refinery City,
and it's pretty barren. And it was funny because the news broke during Friday's show that they were moving steps closer to moving to Hammond, and so we've had fun with it. But honestly, it's a disaster. And driving through Hammond, like there were news crews live at the corner bar in the parking lot doing live shots from Hammond as we drove through.
Didn't that corner bar just hit the real estate lottery, by the way?
Yes. I thought it would be funny if we pulled over and I'm like, let me try to be man on the street and pretend I'm a Chicago area guy. You know, I could say Doug Karsh, Naperville, or just Schaumburg, make something up and pretend I'm man on the street, because the news crews were going live from Hammond, and I'm like, cool, this is an awesome spot right next to the underpass. And It's unbelievable. If I were a Bears fan, and we've laughed about this, this would be one of the absolute most depressing things that could happen to your organization. And as a fan of a team. Additionally, okay, coming back Sunday night, and I imagine that there's a good portion of our audience, and we've talked about this, but we kind of got to experience it in real time. Between downtown Chicago and where the stadium would be built, which is kind of in a lakefront area, an inland lake in Hammond, that if you've driven the Skyway, which is the toll road that cuts off 94 and makes sort of a straight line through Hammond and Gary and through the southern south suburbs of Chicago into the city, there are two toll booths. There's one before the bridge that takes you into Indiana, and there's one beyond it. These are done with credit cards. Now you pay with credit card, and there is the easy pass lane. Okay. Now I imagine most people in the Chicago area will have an easy pass and can pull through. But the backup to the second toll booth was 45 minutes. We sat in traffic for 45 minutes, and you go, oh, easy pass, easy pass. Here's the thing. The backup was so lengthy that even the easy pass people had to wait till you got close enough to the toll booth where everybody paying got over. And then the easy pass people could, it was saving them like 5 minutes. They were in line for 40 minutes while the rest of us are in line for 45 minutes. And the whole credit card system is so slow now. Like, they're going to have to figure something out so that, because traffic, everybody's going to take the Skyway. It's going to be a nightmare, an absolute nightmare.
So they're talking, have they determined the actual site, or are they just discussing it could be by Wolf Lake?
Wolf Lake is what is the reporting. That'll okay. Be right on the southern end of Wolf Lake.
The southern end. Okay. So I have a map up and I just want to see what that is. Okay. I think logistically, initially, it could be a nightmare, but you've got 3 years to figure it out once they
do
agree to it. The fact that the site is by a lake can be pleasing.
It can be. Here's the problem, though. That cuts off parking and access. Like, it's gorgeous, but it cuts back on different places where you can park. It means more people are going to have to approach from the south, and it's going to make it a logistical nightmare.
But it's not our nightmare.
It's not our nightmare. It's not.
More to it. Hey, let's hope that they continue to clog it up.
And quite frankly, it's more convenient for Detroiters that want to make the road trip because it's 30 minutes closer and probably less traffic from our direction. But I honestly can't believe it. And it's not our problem. But in the reality, it's kind of sad. And I'll say this. If you have interest in buying a team, if you're a tycoon and you want to buy a team as an investment, but you are in danger of doing something like moving a team to Hammond, just don't buy a team. It's not the investment you should be making. It just isn't. Fans have such a deep emotional ownership of a team. If you're a highly successful business person and you are looking to make more money, choose fiber optics or an AI data center or something. Don't buy a team. If moving the team is even on the radar, choose to invest in something else. Don't buy a team. Just don't, because you shouldn't be allowed to do this to fans. And again, it's not us, but it's one of our rival cities. And I have sympathy for fans who've done nothing wrong. And they have one of the great settings in the entire NFL, and they're going to go from that to one of the worst settings in the NFL.
Yes, but it's not like they're moving five states away and 1,000 miles away. They're moving 20 miles away, or whatever, 30, whatever it is from downtown Chicago. When I'm looking at the map and I see, I think it's a massive mistake for them. Don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. right? I think they should build it in Arlington Heights, which is one of the northern suburbs. It's also a heck of a lot closer to O'Hare Airport. It makes sense. To go to Hammond seems dumb, big time dumb. But it's not that far from downtown Chicago. So when you're talking about ownership that wants to move a team out of the city, again, it's not like moving out. Yes, technically out of state, but it's right at the state border. It's just like the Jets and Giants playing at the Meadowlands.
It feels to me like physically, like first of all, as the crow flies, no, it's not that far, but it feels.
You gotta go through years all of downtown away. Chicago to get
yeah, yeah, it feels a long way away, a lot more than as the crow flies. And as far as the setting, it is a massive step back. And, you know, I went to Soldier Field. We went to the U.S. soccer game against Germany, the friendly. And we'll get into that in a minute. But the sight lines where we were great. The concourse area at Soldier Field, we were in one of the end zones. Was a little bit messed up in that everybody in line for concessions at halftime were in the way of everybody trying to walk through. Like it's a traffic jam, a nightmare, and it probably could use a retrofitting. And I get this is all about suites and money and leases and
it's like any football stadium.
Yeah, but you know they could do some updating in terms of how they move people around and maneuver people around or where the lines go and all that, but as you're right, you're right. That's with a lot of football stadiums. It just, I'm sitting in the stadium with a terrible, like, we didn't have good seats. We had a great, like, it was a great seat for a bad seat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and for particularly for a sport like soccer,
yep.
You know, it works out.
Anyway, it's such a great location, and it's a real shame. And the truth is, I'm kind of, we're going to wrap up the whole sympathy thing for the Bears and probably go back to making fun of it. But the truth is, to me, if I were there, it would be a local tragedy that was actually something that was strongly being considered. So 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.